Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me here this evening. My plans for tonight is to open the floor to your questions. I've had so many of them cross my inbox just this week, and so I thought it might be a good idea to answer some of them on air. And you are definitely welcome to call the show with your numerology questions. And also, the lines are open all evening long for on-air readings. So if you want me to look at your chart and tell you what I see, please feel free to call the show. I would absolutely love to do a reading for you. The numbers are: call toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. You can call toll-free in the USA at 877-876-5227. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And there you go. Those are the numbers. Now, it's kind of interesting. Tonight is a lunar eclipse night. And, I was listening to my dear friend, Maria DeSimone, who is a wonderful astrologer. She also has a website called InsightfulAstrology.com, and she recently did some teleconferences for the members of her website, and she was discussing this particular lunar eclipse. And pretty much what I got from the discussion is that this eclipse will bring around endings or completions, depending on what house it lands in for you. And I thought it was kind of interesting, seeing that today is a 9-day, and that also represents endings and completions. And so I think oft times, the good Lord in his infinite wisdom left us these little breadcrumbs to help us find our way through life. I think astrology is certainly one way, and of course, being a numerologist, I absolutely believe that numerology is another way to gain some insight into your life. So I do recommend highly that if you're interested in astrology or you'd like to take a look at astrology, please visit InsightfulAstrology.com. It's just a really great website, and I can assure you that Maria is a wonderful astrologer. Okay, so now I have a few announcements before we get into anything here. I've also received some emails requesting for me to start up another teleconference numerology workshop. So I'm planning on organizing another one that's going to take place in March. So if you're interested in getting the details, please email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And remember, that's spelled visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. Now, this class is going to be limited, so if you're interested in taking it, be sure to act on it right away. And teleconference classes are very cool. They're conducted over the phone, so you can pretty much live anywhere in the United States and still be able to attend class. And the classes themselves are recorded for your convenience. So if you happen to miss one night of class, you can actually dial in a number and listen back to it. Now, the first class is going to be an introduction to numerology class. And then after that, we will have an advanced class. That one will follow immediately after the introductory one. Now, in these classes, I not only teach numerology, but also give you the tips and the insights that I've learned along the way, the things that they don't teach you in books. And you're also going to be provided with workshop materials as well as a copy of your own personal numerology chart. And honestly, there's no better way to learn than being able to follow your own life's journey. So if you are interested in attending one of the teleconference classes, please, by all means, email me at visiblebynumbers at yahoo.com, and I'll send you all the particulars. Okay. Another announcement. Valentine's Day coming up, people. And, you know, I do have this new website. It's www.gethisnumber.com. And it really, it's kind of like a brainstorm between myself and my wonderful web mistress, Cheryl Lane. It really is a very fun website. You can actually go there and enter in a date of birth, and that'll come up with a life path number, and then you can read all about your potential love interest. So it's not only fun, but it's also informative. But we are now offering instant downloadable readings. It's a 20-page reading on any given life path number. So there's a lot of information there, a lot of material there. So, you know, this is really kind of geared for people that are doing some online dating or maybe dating people that they don't know that well. And so this gives you a really great opportunity to input a date of birth and come up with some information about someone that maybe it would take you a while to actually get to know them well enough to actually realize this information. So it's a lot of fun. So check it out at www.gethisnumber.com. And like I said, instant readings, that's pretty cool. All right. Now, if you live in the southeastern Pennsylvania area, I do have two in-person upcoming workshops to tell you about. February 21st from 2 to 4:30, I'm doing a seminar for Susan Duvall Seminars. And in this particular workshop, I'm going to be discussing my predictions for 2009, what it holds for our future. I'm also going to teach the participants how to find their personal year number, what it means for them, and also, you know, how to look forward into the year and to what to expect. Certainly, you know, knowing your personal year number and your personal month numbers give you some great deal of direction in your life. And after you're done with this class, you'll be able to go home and do readings for all your friends and family on their personal years. So again, that website is That workshop is February 21st, 2 to 4:30. It's in Doylestown, PA. And if you would like more information on that, certainly go to the front page of VBS, go to Visible by Numbers on Monday night, and click the Info tab, and there's phone numbers and everything where you can get in touch with Susan and register for that workshop. I'm also doing a workshop for Vicky Fox Productions, and I believe that's February 18th, which is a Wednesday night, from 6:30 to 9 o'clock, and that workshop is in Harrisburg. And pretty much the same workshop. I'm talking about the predictions for 2009 and teaching people how to calculate their own personal year number and what those personal year numbers mean. So if you're in the Harrisburg area and you would like to attend a workshop, get in touch with Vicky at info@VickyFoxProductions.com. And again, that information is on the show info page. And I would love to meet you. I think it would be really wonderful to meet you. So, you know, drop by and say hi. Okay, so that pretty much is what I've got for you as far as announcements. I do want to remind you to sign up for the newsletter if you haven't already. I do have a newsletter that I publish each month. It's free, so, you know, you can't beat the price on that. And in this newsletter, I give the personal monthly forecast, and I tell you how to get your personal year number. I also, you know, give you full descriptions of the personal monthly forecast. Everybody loves it. They like the fact that it comes to their email box each and every first of the month. I also include information in the newsletter about numerology, about various different websites that I've discovered and that I enjoy. I also give book information and a lot more. And I also let you know about upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers. So if you would like to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And simply put subscribe in the subject line, and I'd be happy to add you to the list. Okay, there you go. All right. So maybe this is your first time listening to Visible by Numbers. Maybe you don't even know what numerology is. So, you know, I'm going to give you my spiel. I'm going to tell you what my definition of numerology is. It's an ancient divination tool, and it was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, and he lived in 560 A.D. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It also has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah, and it uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers. In numerology, we use your date of birth and your birth name, and from that, numbers are calculated, and the end result is your personal numerology chart, which, quite frankly, it speaks volumes about you. I often say that if ever there was an instruction booklet to your life, numerology would be that manual. It is a method of understanding your deeper nature, your talents and life goals, your personality traits, your likes and dislikes, as well as your opportunities and challenges. It offers insight on where you're headed in life and what your potential destiny might eventually be. And that's my definition of numerology. I know I heard a beep, so I'm going to take a second here, and I'm going to take the caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. What can I do for you?
I heard about you through Susan Duvall.
Oh, wonderful.
And she spoke very highly of you, and I wanted to ask for an online reading.
Sure. Can you give me your date of birth, Patricia?
Yes. It's August 3rd, 1951.
8-3-1951. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Just give me a little second here.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. Now, you kind of want like a, I can give you as much information as what I can see here. Certainly, if we had your full name, we could get a heck of a lot more information, but I'm just going to go through here and tell you what I see.
Okay, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up just a little bit?
I'll absolutely try. Maybe Seth can do a little work on getting the sound a little bit more even, but I'll yell it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I thought that this is something that you did on your show. Is that correct?
Absolutely, I do, and I'd be happy to. So,
okay, great.
Okay. One of the things that I want to tell you is that you're a 9-life path, which is, that's derived from your date of birth. And what that tells me is that you come in with some natural-born talents and abilities. And also, this lifetime for you really is about completions. And, you know, you're completing some sort of block in your own soul evolution. And, you know, it is something really major for, you know, the growing wisdom and consciousness of your soul. And so, you know, when you finish this lifetime, it's very possible that, you know, you may go on to other things besides coming back and being human. This is also, you know, you may find in this lifetime that a lot of the people that you meet, a lot of the people you interact with, you know, actually it may be unfinished business from past lives. And unfortunately, we don't wear name tags that say, "Hi, Patricia, I'm from your past life." You know, we can't identify these people, but pretty much that can happen in the life path of someone who has a 9. Now, you come into this lifetime, you know, the one thing I don't like to impart with information, because I like to try to inspire people with their numerologies, but I have to say with 9 life paths, sometimes they can have very difficult childhoods. Sometimes they can actually have traumatic childhoods. And this is all part of helping you to remember that you are a compassionate person, that you are a giving person, that really your purpose here on this earth has a lot to do with helping those that are less fortunate, helping people that are in need. And so oftentimes when we're put in that position of, you know, in being in need of someone helping us, it helps us later on in life because we've been there, we've done that, and we know enough to reach out and help somebody when they need it because we know what that is to be in that place. The other thing here, you know, this life path really is asking a lot of you because you're learning about unconditional love, and you're learning about forgiving, letting go in this lifetime. And when you think of the word unconditional love, you've got to really think about that for a moment, because it's easy to love charming people, and sometimes it's not so easy to love people that actually require unconditional love. Sometimes these are the more persnickety people in the world. So you may have, be able to identify these people in your life, and, you know, maybe understand to a certain capacity that these were your teachers, that these people actually are in your life to teach you to let go, to forgive, to move on. Mm-hmm. And that's something to remember. Oftentimes, people that have a nine life path, their life is a little bit like a revolving door in and out with people in and out of your life. It just seems as though that, to a certain level, it's hard to hang on to someone, that it just seems like, whether it's relationships or friends or associates, you know, there's ever-changing people. Now, this life path does bring international around you, so hopefully you've had the opportunity to interact with international people. You certainly could do international business or even travel internationally. This is the number of the citizen of the world, so you belong to the world. You're here on some level to help humanity, to do something with your energy to help others. It is a very psychic and very spiritual energy that you have here. Quite often, in my experience from doing research and also actually interacting with mediums and psychics, very often a psychic and medium has this for their life path number. So you do have your own psychic abilities, but in many ways you're a spiritual teacher as well. And sometimes when we think in terms of spiritual teaching, we think about getting up in front of an audience and we think about delivering some speech on some form of spiritual philosophy. But this is not always the case with someone who is a spiritual teacher. Sometimes you teach by example. Sometimes by just being around you, your high vibrations, you actually teach others through example. And when they have learned everything that they can possibly learn from you, sometimes it's time for them to move on. But you yourself, in many ways, act as a spiritual teacher in your life, okay? Yes. Now, your birthday tells me that you have a gift with words, and it also tells me that you can be an inspirational speaker. It also is telling me that you can be very creative and artistic as well. And certainly the life path of the nine can be very artistic. And very much drawn to the arts, but this three birthday is also emphasizing that you have this creativity, this ability to visualize things, and this ability to be very inspired and almost, being hit with a moment and being able to create something.
Mm-hmm.
With your psychic ability in this three in your birthday, you may find that you get quite a few prophetic dreams, or you may actually see things, whether it's in your mind's eye or with your own eyes, because the three really does connect you to visualization. The three helps you to remain cheerful, and God knows you probably need to turn the other cheek and to let it go and to get over things a lot in your lifetime because you are a nine life path. But this three helps you to see the glass full rather than seeing it half empty.
Mm.
I will tell you that your major challenge in life really has been your own self-esteem and self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Having confidence in your abilities and confidence in yourself. Do you relate to that, Patricia?
I do, and it also extends in value to financial situations.
Can you say that again, Patricia?
I've equated the self-esteem and the self-valuing also seems to play out with financial situations.
Right, because if you don't think that you're worthy of it, you're not going to draw or attract it to you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you want to work on that because really, confidence is a choice. You empower yourself with that. Nobody can give it to you. And you really need to rethink and reevaluate your own abilities and strengths. And you need to set the bar higher because you're capable of great things. It's just that your confidence has been eroded probably through childhood experiences or things that happened in your youth.
Yeah.
And it's been a lifelong challenge for you to get over them and to realize just what you're capable of doing, that you can be fearless and courageous and very ambitious and you can rise to the top. It's just you don't realize that about yourself. Let's see what else. I'll tell you that you're in the pinnacle that you're in for the rest of your life is a six. And so with that being said, this does pull a lot of duty and responsibility to your loved ones around you, and it does surround you with the family dynamics. You know, you can count on them as being a major part of your life in your latter years. But also here, you certainly could start a business anytime after 46 and have that be part of that pinnacle. Also, this pinnacle certainly is very good energy for anything artistic, anything having to do with teaching, anything having to do with children, anything having to do with healing. That pinnacle is very supportive of those things. Hmm. I also can see where you've made a major shift with even your spiritual, because the nines are very, very spiritual people. But I think that after the age, you know, certain ages, when you're in later in life, it even became more important to you, almost like going on a journey to kind of put it all together.
It now became the complete focus of my life at one point, yes.
Yeah, well, you have the nine life path, and, you know, truly, you bring a great deal of wisdom, spiritual wisdom with you. For you, it's not about it's not about learning, it's about remembering you already know this stuff.
That's very true, yes.
Right. Now, your personal year that you're going into this year is a four, and you'll begin to feel this energy even more so as you progress through 2009. This year is wanting to bring around you a great deal of work. You know, if you have a career, you're going to find that you do not have a great deal of free time. You're going to find that there's a lot of details that need to be taken care of. There's a lot of overtime, perhaps. You're going to find that it's definitely can be a frustrating year because it's not very exciting work. It's just the kind of work that is the foundation of the actual enterprise. So
actually, I've been building a new business because I switched careers.
When did you switch your career?
In 2002.
Right.
I was a chef for 30 years. And I switched to being a life coach.
Oh, so in 2002 you switched to be a life coach, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
and
regardless
I've been building it and laying the foundation for that, and it's been building a lot more slowly than I imagined that it would.
It's going to continue to build slowly this year. I'm going to tell you this. But this is a year that is so important for you to just put in the time and take care of the details and be as efficient as possible and get it all organized, because I'm going to assure you that by 2010, it's all going to take off in a major way, okay?
Right.
And that doesn't mean that you can't have some accomplishment this year. You absolutely can. But the major, major growth is coming in 2010. This year really is going to require a lot of hard work. And you really want to apply yourself this year because whatever you do this year is absolutely going to pay off down the road. It's kind of like it's getting all your ducks in a row this year because things are getting ready to get a little crazy next year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting ready to open the doors on this thing in a much bigger way. So you want to build that foundation this year. The only thing that I would tell you with this year is you may have a lot more work coming in, but if you feel the stress of it, you know, you want to take a little time off and you want to detox or relax or whatever it is that, you know, walk away from work once in a while, because it can get rather heavy this year for you. If you can, or if you, anything with remodeling with your house or anywhere where you can make some financial investments, I'm not suggesting the stock market, but I am saying that this is also a foundation year for that. Now, if we look forward into the months, just to give you some quick highlights, I do believe that in June you will be given a new opportunity with your business. I think that April will be a good money month, or you may get promoted or recognized, meaning in April, you know, maybe the word's gotten out about you and you've gotten some really positive feedback and people are patting you on the back. And you might even get an opportunity to expand or to do something with your life coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, June, again, a new opportunity. Now, October is really the month that you want to pay attention to, because you know, even if you journal October, because that's going to let you know what 2010 holds for you.
Okay.
And so you're going to be able to, you may want to expand your business, or you may be networking or marketing your business, or people are listening to your ideas. They're going to be very receptive to your ideas. There's going to be a lot of expansion with your business in October. You want to pay attention to what's going on, because the whole year for 2010 is going to be quite like what goes on in October.
Okay.
So that would be my one word of advice for you.
Okay.
Okay? Any questions?
Yeah. No, it was great. I've not done anything with numerology before, and a lot of the things that you touched on are definitely things that are up in my life and that I've had a lot of questions about.
Uh-huh.
Especially the amount of people that move through my life.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, I've just been astounded by the people that have come and gone. But after listening to you, it makes sense now.
Okay. Well, so, you know, that's an amazing thing about the nine life path. But you have to understand that it's a very high vibration. You're at some point with your soul evolution. And so a lot more is being asked of you in this lifetime, but you absolutely have the tools you need. So have a happy life,
Thank you very much, Allison, and I hope to meet you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, hey, maybe come to the seminars. I'd love to meet you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. So as I said, throughout the show, the lines are open, and I am doing readings, so I'm going to just remind you again of the toll-free numbers. You can call toll-free at 888-815-9756, and that's worldwide. You can call toll-free from the USA at 877-876-5227, and you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Okay. Now, a lot of people have asked me, well, what exactly is a numerologist? And besides the fact that you know numerology, I think in many ways a numerologist is a medium who actually uses the numbers to connect to unseen energies. And, because when you look at the numbers, really, they're spiritual qualities we're talking about with those numbers. And much like any psychic or medium, numerology reads a person's energy. But the difference is that a numerologist's doorway to that information is in your numbers themselves. And a good numerologist probably spends years studying this ancient tool. And in the process of seeking the knowledge itself about numerology, a numerologist cannot help but fine-tune their own intuitive abilities. So, I myself, I could say that I'm a psychic, intuitive numerologist or whatever you will, but I definitely can tell that ever since I began this quest that so much more information comes through in a numerology reading that really has anything to do with numerology. So I know that I'm much more a psychic since I began. When a numerologist actually connects to your numbers, a story unfolds, and quite frankly, it's a river of information that's contained in your chart. The numbers actually are telling a story about you the person, and the destiny of your soul in this lifetime. We've all heard of the Akashic Record and how those records contain all the information of your soul's journey since the moment of your soul's birth. And numerology, in my humble opinion, is a very important piece of your Akashic Record, but I really feel it's the piece that pertains to you in this lifetime. It gives a great deal of insight as to what your soul has gained from past lifetimes as well. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I think I heard another beep. Who's calling, please?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I've had better days.
I'm sorry you've had better days, dear. What can I do for you?
Can you tell me about the next few months for me?
I'd be happy to. Can you give me your date of birth?
March 31st, 1953.
March 31st, 1953. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, hold on. Okay. And you're okay. This month for you is very intense. I mean, I have to say, you may feel somewhat ungrounded, and you may actually have maybe things going on in your life that's maybe creating some confrontations or creating some disputes or creating a lack of harmony in your relationships or in your life. You know, this could even go to work where it's confrontations with associates, but it definitely is a month that you're quite sensitive and vulnerable to that stress. Maybe a little more anxiety or a little bit more nervous tension. And also it's a month, I mean, in all honesty, my dear, where, you know, you could feel a little depressed about things because the two energy does that. But it's also an 11 month for you. So something very important or significant could actually come through for you this month. I would definitely pay attention to your dreams, your gut feelings or how you feel about things because you're particularly insightful this month. Now, I'm going to tell you that next month you should be feeling a little bit more optimistic and perhaps not so intense, maybe. There's a lightening up that's coming in March for you, and maybe some friends coming around are helping you in some ways. But definitely if you can take some time off or take a vacation, March would be a wonderful month that would allow that. If you've got any creative projects that you've been wanting to work on, whether it's writing or just maybe artwork, I would suggest that you do that in March. And certainly, you know, if there are things that are not in your life right now that are making you happy, March is a wonderful month to apply manifestation and start visualizing what you want in your life. I'm going to tell you that April is going to put some limitations around you. You're not going to be as free to come and go as you please. If you have a career, it's going to be a very heavy work month. I feel that if you have health problems, they could be intensified in April as well. Or certainly you're going to have to address them in April if any come up. It's not a month. Sometimes we get overstressed just with work itself, so you want to remember that that month is very important for you to lay a foundation in your job, and down the road and in the future it's going to pay off, so try to be as disciplined as possible in April. May is going to bring you an opportunity to make some changes in your life, and you're certainly going to be wanting to after that April, because April is going to put a lot of limitations, and April is going to be rather hard as far as disciplining yourself, but May brings you opportunities to make changes. So there, if you're planning, if maybe you wanted to switch a job, you would want to send out some resumes and certainly have a very good chance of getting a new job. If you want to move, that month is going to allow you to move. If you have a relationship and it's time to change it, that would be a month that would allow that as well. June certainly can bring some issues with relationships and family, mostly with family, or someone you're already in a committed relationship with. But if you're looking for love this year, I don't know if you're single or not, but I'm going to tell you that February and June are the best months for you to actually find someone who would be more committed than others. July, for you, you're a 7 life path, so July is a 7. And you know, I don't know if you know what your 7 means, but you're a very introspective, a very deep-thinking person, and July is going to intensify that. Certainly your psychic premonitions, your insights are going to be very strong. August should bring you some money, so I'm hoping that there's news of a promotion or finances come in of some sort. September is going to, there's going to be something you're going to bring a conclusion to in your life. It could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be something, but they're definitely putting some endings to something in September. And the month that really, as I was telling our previous caller, you need to pay attention to October because, see, this particular year for you can be a little bit of a drama roller coaster because this year you are letting go of things in your life that no longer are in alignment with who you've become. And they're not for your greatest and highest good anymore. And this is a year where you, my dear, are going to have to let go of things to prepare for new opportunities coming in 2010. And unfortunately, when we have to let go of things, we hate that. We hate change. And we hang on to things long after we should have thrown it in the garbage. And God, in his infinite wisdom, when you get into a 9 year, he makes the situation worse to make you let go. Sometimes if you're in a job, it's a dead-end job that's making you miserable where there's no growth, you lose your job in a 9 year. sometimes in a relationship, same thing, where there's abuse or it's not a good relationship, that relationship comes to an end. Things just get worse to make you let go, because you have to make room, because you've got brand new opportunities coming for you in 2010. So honor the process that you're in this year, which is letting go. And October is really going to give you an idea of what new things are to come in 2010. So I would really point to October and tell you to pay attention. November for you, again, another intense month. It's the same thing as February that I discussed. And December is a nice way to end the year, because it's a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more playful way. Certainly not as much work, and maybe, you know, just a little bit more relaxing. Now, do you have a specific problem in your life that you want to address?
I'm living in poverty consciousness, and my daughter's getting married on the opposite side of the United States in May, and I need to go.
Okay, so you're saying that you do not have the money to go where your daughter's getting married. Is that correct?
At this time, that is correct.
Okay. Let me just look at some cycles here. Okay. Well, the one thing about a 9 year that I'm going to tell you, when is she getting married?
The 16th.
Of when?
May.
May. Okay. You're going to be traveling in May, my dear. May is a month for, it's a 5 month, so it is about travel as well. So I'm telling you, stop worrying. It'll be there for you. You are going to this wedding. You have a 5 on tap for May. It's going to allow travel. It's not for you to ask how. It's only for you to know what it is you want. If you want the money to go to this wedding, you just need to visualize yourself packing those bags, getting on a plane, train, automobile, or however you're going to get there, and arriving there with a big smile on your face and happy to be there. It's not for you to wonder how. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this is a 9 year. It's very possible that you may receive a payment for something from the past, meaning something that you forgot about, something you're not aware of. Maybe you lent money to somebody in the past, but all of a sudden in this 9 year, all things from the past are going to crop up. So maybe you're going to get a windfall of some sort. But I'm telling you that you are going to be traveling in May, so stop worrying. The more you worry about not going, the more you're the universe is giving you that, which is more worry about not going and the actual not going. So stop doing that. Pack your bags in your mind. Pick out the dress that you want to wear. Stop worrying about the money. It'll be there. You're going in May. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
She's going, uh-huh, Allison.
What about my surgery?
When is your surgery? What, you're having surgery?
Yes, and it hasn't been scheduled yet. I was thinking I wanted to do it after coming back from the wedding, but it sounds like April is when I'll be doing it, so.
Well, it's, are they saying April?
Huh?
Are they, what? How are you coming up with April?
Because it's a hard month.
Okay. Well, I would not necessarily jump on that bandwagon. I can see maybe in June and July is possibility of that happening, because in June it seems to me that you're surrounded with family, and in July is a time that's requiring you for a great deal of rest, meaning you are not going to be as social as you, well, you're not necessarily a terribly social person. You do like your alone time, but in July it's going to require a great deal of rest. So I'm not necessarily saying you're going to have to have that surgery in April. I can see where you would have it in June and certainly be resting in July. You know, and certainly if it is elective surgery, you can put it off, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's kind of elective. It's kind of not.
Okay. Well, I would pay attention to your health in April, and because if you're going to have any health problems, they're going to, you know, you're going to have a little bit lowered health in April, okay? And certainly, you know, the operation could take place and you may be recovering and there may be limitations for you. And yes, it is a possibility. But also, I think June and July is a possibility as well. But I still see you trying. How major of surgery is it?
Pardon?
How major of surgery is it?
It's ankle surgery, so I can walk.
Oh. So you'll be in a cast or laid up, right?
Yeah, and I won't be allowed to walk even with crutches for about 2 weeks.
Hmm. Well, I can see that could happen in April, because your freedom, your freedom will be limited. But I still think you're going in May. I'm sorry, it's a 5 month. She's getting married in May. You have a 5 month on tap. Something will happen. I do see you going. And I'm gonna stick with that. And I'm actually gonna tell you to email me, Christine, and let me know how that turns out for you. And I certainly will put you on my prayer list, and I'd be more than happy to pray that you have the opportunity to go to your daughter's wedding and that the surgery turns out brilliantly for you, okay?
Okay, what's your email?
My email is visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. You can find it right there on the front page of BBS Radio on Monday nights in the show info tab, and you can just kind of click on that and go right to the email, okay?
Okay.
So just email me and let me know how that goes, all right?
Pardon?
Email me and let me know how it goes.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Well, good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hi. All right. You know, I said this before. I say this every time I'm on the show and I do readings. Sometimes when I get into that space where I start to do the readings, I lose all track of time and I don't know where I am when I get done. So I've kind of got to find my place. Oh, okay. So I was talking about what is a numerologist. And a lot of people ask me, you know, Allison, like, what got you started on all of this? And you know, I, other than admitting that I was an odd little child, I guess, is where I started. I actually, my mother was a teacher, and she really taught me to appreciate reading. And I, in the summers off of school, I used to go to the public library, and I used to check out books. And from a very early age, I loved to read biographies of people. I specifically loved the biographies of scientists, and philosophers and things like that. I can remember reading Madame Curie, George Washington Carver. I even read the story of the Mayo Clinic when I was a kid. And so it was on one of those journeys to the public library that I actually found my first numerology book. And what I realized is that from the beginning, I kind of was questioning and always wondering, how does a person get born in humble beginnings? How do they reach their destiny in life? And I think I was fascinated with reading the stories of the lives of other people. But when I found that numerology book that was actually explaining to me how you reach your destiny, it was explaining to me about the energy that creates the experiences in your life. And so my beginnings in numerology really started many, many, many moons ago when I was a kid. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But right now, I've got a caller, so I'm going to ask who's calling, please.
Hi, Allison. It's Helena.
Selena?
Helena.
Helena, how are you?
I'm well. How you doing?
I'm very well. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd love a reading. I guess you can't do it with my name, but if I can give you... because I had a thing, I did a slight name change several years ago, and since then my finances have been really brutal. And I'm thinking about going back to my other name, my original name.
Okay, well, we really kind of hesitate to throw names out there on the
radio.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
But you know what I'll tell you is, we'll take your date of birth. Give me that first.
Mm-hmm. June 25th, 1950.
June 25th, 1950, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what I'm going to tell you is my email address, I've said it throughout the show where you can find it, which is right on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to email me your old name and your new name,
mm-hmm,
and send it to me in an email, I'll be happy to take a look at it. And if I see anything major there in the name, I'll email you back, or I'll at least email you back and tell you what I think, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And in the meantime, let's look and see about the energy that's around you at this time, and maybe we can come up with some conclusions here.
Mm.
Okay, so I've got a three pentacle. Okay, six. Okay. Now, how long ago did you do the name change, dear?
I think it was around 2000, 2001.
How old were you?
How old was I? Around 50, 51.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm not really seeing here major financial issues here, but I also may be able to see something more clearly when I actually plug your name into your chart, which actually gives me a great deal of information. The one thing that I do see here is after the age of 54, you move into a three pentacle. And sometimes when we are in the energy of the three, we can tend to be not as responsible as we normally are when it comes to our finances. We can be somewhat impulsive or a little scatterbrained with our finances. And so, but the three energy really can attribute to it, but I don't really see major issues here, even in some of the numbers that I'm looking at.
Hmm.
I will tell you that this month for you, is you're probably talking in dollars and cents because it's an 8 month for you. And so you may have all things having to do with finances come to the forefront. And this is really a month where you need to get your finances in order, and there can be a balancing that's going on here also in the 8 months, meaning you may, there's a great opportunity for you to get a promotion or to get some sort of financial windfall or something good having to do with finances.
Hmm.
But at the same time, if you know, have any skeletons in your closet, any money's due, any money that's owed that you've not paid, it also can be a balancing month, meaning those things come due. So sometimes it's like I have more money, but now I've got to spend it to pay off these sudden, unexpected debts that have just come in.
Mm-hmm.
So I do. I can understand you're being focused on money, especially in February. This is a 6 year for you, and so with it being that being said, it is a protected year with your finances. It's not that it's going to be great guns, but there is a certain amount of protection around you. What I'm looking at here is March, you have some sort of endings or completions in your life. That's your 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's possible that if you have a no-end job, you may end that job because it looks to be like April is going to bring you a new opportunity this year. So look for April. May is definitely going to be, you know, it's a 2 month, so you have a great deal of sensitivity. That's a month to really pay attention to your gut feelings, your insights, but also try to keep the peace around you and harmony around you, especially in a six year. You may find that your family needs you a great deal, and you may be spending a lot more time with your family, taking care of them this year than any other years. July looks to be that you definitely will be working, or if not working, I mean, if you still got the financial issues, definitely that can intensify the financial limitations that come with that. August wants to bring you some changes, so, you know, if you have a job or don't have a job or laid off or whatever, August really is a month that can give you a new job, and entirely, you know, April certainly is 1 month, but also August.
Mm-hmm.
And you would want to make sure that you send out resumes and put your ideas out there. And it probably could switch your jobs if you wanted to in August.
Mm-hmm.
November also brings money around you. So you've actually got 2 months here in within this year that is trying to bring you money and promotion, and that is February and also in November. So a lot of people don't have two eights in a given year. You've actually got two going on here. So what's going on with you financially? Are you laid off, or what's the deal?
No, I kind of left something that was solid, and I left it in 2000. It was solid. It was good. And thinking I'd go off on my own, then 9/11 came, and it wasn't travel and international travel, and that squashed that. And now I'm going more into creative, but it's really weird. I mean, I'm working part-time in retail and also writing for one company some travel newsletters. But now I'm thinking about changing it. Well, not thinking, kind of in the process of and going towards music, but also wondering if I should get back more into the part of travel and tourism and that where I was making money.
Well, you do have an opportunity this year to start a business, another business, an entirely different business or something, your own business. The 6 year will give you that opportunity. I think you're still going to keep working at this particular theme in your life at least for another 3 years, and then you will have the opportunity to like begin something completely, entirely, almost like a whole new life. If you wanted to take some aspect of what you're doing and bring something in this year, it would be supportive of anything having to do with business. So I wouldn't be too... Whatever you're going to do is going to bring a lot of responsibility to you, meaning it's the kind of job that takes a lot of your time. But there will be financial rewards. So my thing is look to see what happens in April. February and also in November. There may be some powerful people or some influential people that you meet in February.
I just met a couple last week, some really heavy hitters.
Well, there you go, sweetie. That comes in on the eight months. Pay attention to them. What are they offering you? What opportunities? I would pay attention to them because they're trying to bring you a reward of some sort having to do with your career. So pay attention to those people, especially in your 8 months, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Is that helpful?
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Good luck.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So, unfortunately, there's not all that much time left on the hour, so probably not going to be doing any more readings. But just to get back to answering, a couple of these other questions really quick. I mentioned at the top of the hour that I'm going to be doing some numerology teleconference classes, and I don't care who you are. You don't have to hang out a shingle to be a numerologist. You don't have to do readings. Having knowledge about numerology and how it applies to you in your life is so important because it gives you direction and it helps you to know, there's a timing for everything. There's opportunities coming. Even the callers that called in, they're looking for some kind of direction. And the numbers absolutely can give you that direction. It absolutely can talk about what's upcoming for you. So, learning numerology, whether you apply it to yourself and to your friends and to your family, it actually makes you a kinder, more loving person when you can begin to understand all the people in your lives. And it certainly it helps you to love yourself because, it doesn't really matter. If you do not love yourself, you do not reach your full potential. So learning numerology is really key on so many levels. In enriching your life, making it a happier life, but certainly a more purposeful life. And so, I recommend the numerology workshops, not just to people that want to hang a shingle and become a numerologist, but just people that want to know a little bit more about numerology. And, and I'm a really good teacher. I'm sorry, I'm going to blow my own horn here. I really teach a really good class. It's interesting. It's fun. I'm always dote on my students. I give them 110% of my energy. And I've really taught some really brilliant numerologists. I mean, people have really learned a lot from my classes. So buy a book. Buy a book. Learn about it. Start applying it to your life. One of the questions I got was, what books do you recommend, Allison? Well, there's a lot of them out there. I absolutely recommend Juno Jordan's book, Romance in Your Name. Now, this book was probably published in the early 1930. And you may have to get it in reprint. You may have to actually buy a used copy, but it's absolute must-have for any person studying numerology. And the other book that I highly recommend is, believe it or not, The Idiot's Guide to Numerology. It is a non-biased book. It is absolutely well-researched. It is completely accurate. It is easy to learn from. And I absolutely recommend that for anybody starting off to purchase that book. It's a wonderful book. And despite the title, it's a really well-done book. And those are two books that I absolutely recommend. All right. Well, my time is up. I'll be back again next week. I'll be doing some more readings, possibly following through on, I really want to get into what do you actually get out of a reading and share that with my listeners and what kind of readings you can actually, there's various different kinds of readings that you can get from numerology. And, you know, if you're just trying to understand a loved one, a child, a sibling, a parent, or a friend, if you need to understand your partner, you know, numerology really is the key, okay? All right, everybody, wishing you a wonderful evening. Have abundant blessings in your life, and I'll be talking to you next week. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.